Iowa, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Will they show up?
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former Trump administration officials are supposed to testify in private today to this hour, but it's expected none will be there to answer questions in the impeachment inquiry. Republicans have complained all this is behind closed doors. The Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier tells CBS Face the Nation.
I think you're going to see all of the transcripts that are going to be released probably within the next 5 days.
Now, the whistleblower's lawyer is offering Republicans a chance to ask questions that will be answered in writing under oath. But Jim Jordan, the top GOP lawmaker on the House Oversight Committee, is calling that insufficient. Of course, the president has a lot to say. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president tweeting the whistleblower gave false information. He must be brought forward to testify. Written answers not acceptable. He continued, where is the second whistleblower? He disappeared after I released the transcript. Does he even exist? The president spoke to reporters on Sunday.
The whistleblower gave a false report. And because of that false report, people thought bad things were done.
Much of the whistleblower's claims have been corroborated by National Security Council officials who listened in on the president's July call with the Ukraine president. Dave?
John, the European Union says it is still committed to the Iran international nuclear deal the U.S. pulled out of last year, though it's demanding full compliance, which Iran is violating, announcing it has double the number of centrifuges to enrich uranium faster than previously known. This is Iranians' rally on an anniversary not celebrated here.
A crowd outside the old U.S. Embassy in Tehran burning the American flag and chanting death to America. This 40 years to the day since the start of the embassy hostage crisis when Iranian students took over the building and 52 Americans were held for more than 14 months.
Fox's Simon Owen, a condemned murderer, is running out of time in South Dakota. Charles Rhines will be lethally injected in about 5.5 hours unless courts block his execution. He is challenging the drug they want to use. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Quash. Hoo-hoo, Jashkin. I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle.
Turtle. He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
More people think President Trump should be impeached than those who don't in a new Fox News poll.
Right now, 49% of respondents say they support impeachment and removal of President Trump, down from 51% a month ago. The president describes impeachment as a hoax. Voters say differently. 52% call it legitimate. As for the Democrats, Joe Biden continues to lead his party to the 2020 nomination with 31% support. He also stands the best chance to beat President Trump, topping him 51-39% in a hypothetical head-to-head match.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. That poll has Elizabeth Warren 10 points back of Biden, 21%. Bernie Sanders in third at 19. No one else gets double digits. Pete Buttigieg, the best of the rest, getting 7%. Now, President Trump will be holding a campaign rally tonight in Kentucky, helping to stump for the governor, who's in a close re-election fight. Louisiana and Mississippi also have governor's elections tomorrow. In a few hours in Michigan, a funeral. One of the longest-serving members of Congress ever. John Conyers, a Democrat who spent 52 years in office, died a week ago at age 90.
Former President Bill Clinton and civil rights activist the Reverend Jesse Jackson are among those expected to attend. Conyers died October 27th at the age of 90 in his Detroit home. He had resigned from Congress in 2017 amid allegations he sexually harassed several female staffers. Conyers is credited with helping create the federal holiday honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He was first elected in 1964 and was a founder of the Congressional Black Caucus. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could add to Friday's big rally with more gains. Dow futures up about 150 points ahead of the opening bell. In the NFL, the New England Patriots are no longer undefeated, suffering their first loss last night. beaten 37-20 by the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 56-year-old city man has died from injuries he received in a two-vehicle crash that happened on Thursday. The Champaign County coroner said David Hooker died mid-morning Friday, the day after the wreck that happened on the Sydney Slab near Illinois 130. Hooker was driving east in a car when he veered across the center line. Hooker's car hit the rear axle of a semi-tractor trailer driven by 48-year-old Billy Taylor. Taylor was headed west and got over to avoid being hit, but there was still a collision. A fisherman who saw a dog hurt and locked in a cage floating in the water of Kaufman Lake jumped in to help. Bryant Fritz dove into the water and waded through waist-high freezing water to the puppy that was about 20 yards off the edge of the lake. He put the dog in its truck and to an emergency clinic at the University of Illinois Veterinary Hospital. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the iHotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arendt, Marcus Buckingham of Strength Finder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
That number could save you up to 30% on your energy bills. When you call today, Chief Bauer Service Experts can hook you up with a furnace tune-up. Right now, save $61 on a furnace tune-up. Chief Bauer Service Experts, your hometown Champaign-Urbana tune-up pros.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
So, I've got a little light on
website for license details.
A little light on my vehicle, my CRV, and it says tire pressure. A lot of times it happens in the cold.
Yeah.
So I'll drive over to Honda BMW today. I'll go into the service bay, and let's say, may I help you? And the thing is clean as a whistle back there, and I'll drive in. I'll say, yeah, my tire pressure. Well, let me check it, sir. And they'll go, they're all set, and that's it.
Okay, sound nice.
It'll take 5 minutes, and I'll go park and go say, hey, to Ben.
For me, our tire pressure thing in the back corner of the garage, and we had to get all this stuff off of it and then try to unravel it, and then we had to find a plug.
Like a compressor? You have like
the compressor.
Okay, gotcha. Honda BMW. Well, do that. Of course, they don't.
It's a lot easier just to go to Honda
BMW.
No,
I just drive in. You just drive in. And you can do that, too. You just drive in because, you know, you have a vehicle that.
Right.
And say, hey, I was just, could you check my. And they'll do it for free.
And my friend Josh just locked in a deal. Got
CRV.
A new CRV last. So now he could start doing that sort of thing. And pretty cool service.
Honda
there.
BMW, an award-winning dealership. Before you buy, I just suggest you drop by and give them a chance to earn your business. You got Hondas, BMWs and pre-owns, and they're terrific at what they do. DriveChampaign.com. Find them off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
We've got a high 55, cloudy and breezy, 31 our low tonight. Up to 46 with sunshine tomorrow, down to 31 again. Up to 58 with mostly sunny conditions on Wednesday. That might be the date that you put up some Christmas lights and stuff like that. I saw at least a dozen homes with Christmas lights coming up.
Love
now
it.
That we've hit November.
Yep.
Then we have snow showers in the forecast on Thursday with a high 35, low 18. Right now we're at 43 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, we're going to put the tree up soon. We're just ready to go. I have the geraniums that froze, so I got to probably take that out of the front pot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put Christmas things in there. So you're telling me 18 on Thursday.
That's right.
So Wednesday would be soft dirt, and then it would freeze overnight. So strategically, I want that.
Okay.
Yeah, got to plan all that.
Wow, you've been talking with Shane Coulter or something.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
He's never called me. Though about advice, I don't get it.
The thriller spiller and filler on the fountain in the front when it comes to the decorating ideas and landscaping.
And then I need a new tree, and he's the man for that too. So just thinking out loud here. Okay, into the 8 o'clock hour, we are offered today last call for $100 bill. That's kind of what I'm handing out, and it's a lot of people do respond to free money. But what you have to do in this case is take the $100 and open a checking account over at Prospect Bank. And if you do, you have to make an appointment within 7 days, and then you have to give me your feedback. What'd you think of it? How was your experience? And if you do those two things, I can give you $100. It'll take 15, 20, 25 minutes probably to go in, sit down with somebody, put the paperwork together, give them your $100 that I provide. Text in money, 359-2255. 359-2255. This is your last boarding call for free money. 359-2255. Prospect Bank. Prospect and Kirby and Champaign. You can take your dog in there, too. When a family member has Alzheimer's, do you wonder if you'll be next? Sixth leading cause of death in the U.S., according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. Plenty of people still do not know a lot about the way their brain functions. Who better than licensed professional counselor, founder of the Brain Performance Center, Lee Richardson? Should I take an overdose of ginkgo biloba, something like that?
No. You just need to get your brain more regulated. And I know for someone like you, it's really hard. What time do you get up in the morning?
Early? I mean, in
what
the
time in do you go to
5,
bed?
5 a.m. hour, midnight. Is that good?
No. You know, your brain needs about 7 to 8 hours of sleep. So many people say that they don't need that. But I look at the research, and the research says you do.
Mm. You said 7, huh?
Mm-hmm.
At least 7. Okay, so what about 6 hours and 45 minutes?
You know what? For you, 6 hours and 45 minutes would work.
What if it's like an hour nap, then 5 hours or 6 hours? I mean, does that count?
You know what they say, that napping really messes up your circadian rhythm. And if you're the type of person, and some people can't, they can nap. And then they can fall asleep.
Yeah.
They have no issues with sleep. If you can do that, I think that's a great solution.
Okay. So what can I do to strengthen my brain muscle?
Well, you know, sleep, that's your foundation, because all day long, those neurons and dendrites, they're wiring and firing, and they're creating toxic waste. And the only time those little glial cells come out to clean that mess up is when you're asleep.
Okay.
So sleep's first thing. Second thing is you are what you eat. Diet is very important. Sugar for many people is a neurotoxin.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise is very, very important.
Yep.
Your brain needs movement.
Yep. Lee Richardson,
things we don't want to do.
Yeah, you're right. Exercise, no sugar, and sleep. So those are the keys here. Somebody once told me, you know, if you do math, interestingly enough, talking in math or conversing is a biggie, and we're losing that with the iPhone. And then mathematics, because I kind of need a calculator for my checkbook because I don't have to carry the one anymore.
Well, I think anytime you're learning, whether it's math or a new language, or you're just doing things different instead of driving to work the same way you usually do, drive a different way. Anytime you're learning, you're exercising that brain.
Good stuff. Lee Richardson, the Brain Performance Center, how do people connect with you?
You can find me on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and that good old-fashioned website, thebrainperformancecenter.com.
Thebrainperformancecenter.com. Always a pleasure. Lee Richardson down in Dallas. Apologize, the phone wasn't very clean there. But she said no sugar, which we've talked about that.
Yep.
And Sugar Busters, at least 7 hours. Dang it. I don't think I get that.
Oxygen really helps the brain recuperate, too. I went to that TBI, traumatic brain injury seminar they had Friday, November 1st at Carl's Forum. Very informative, and it's great to see the Chess Center for Wounded Veterans and Carl partnering, and they had some football folks talking. I mean, it was a really enlightening talking about concussions, a way the brain repairs itself and what to do.
Yeah, right. There's a lot we're learning, but there's a ton we don't know. So sleep, no sugar, and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Got to get to that.
Okay.
Soon.
Something to strive for.
Well, yeah. And you know, following the scuba certification thing we went through, I got some serious exercise for a week. Unfortunately, I haven't done anything in a week. I should just keep that up.
Right.
Just go over the Y and swim. That's the best.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's so good on your joints, and yet there's lifeguards for me, so that's good. trying to do a lap. I don't know how to do a flip turn.
Dog paddle.
Anyway, exercise is always a good thing, even if it's walking, just doing something, moving
exactly.
the body. Although unpredictability is the only predictable thing in life when it comes to your finances, budget for life and reap your rewards with the following tips from Busey. If you're young, you can't start saving too soon. Couples, understand what you're doing. Are you having a joint or separate bank account? Initial expenses on parents, sometimes stuff just comes up. That's why you save. Empty nesters, you can prepare for retirement, but you have to look at long-term care and the realities of all that. And the retirees, you have to think health care, decide what to do with that mortgage. You want to pay it off. You want to do all. Just ask the questions at Busey. They know what they're doing there because they've been doing it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You can start at Busey.com or call 800-67-BUSEY. Expert advice to guide you through every important decision from the Busey Wealth Management Team at Busey. Investment product services not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee for over 150 years. It's Busey. All right, sports.
Line I, winners over the weekend, volleyball, football, basketball. So now we're moving on into the next week. Of course, Michigan State in East Lansing, 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. And some quotes from Lovie Smith.
Well,
actually using the B word.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, usually coaches just say they're nervous about that. Can I say bowl?
Absolutely. It's okay. It's always about the next game. And if we win the next football game, we're bowl eligible. Absolutely. I started that in the locker room right now.
High five.
Exactly. So we have LSU at number one, Alabama at number two, and they're playing this weekend. And that has a lot of people betting. And right now, Alabama is taking the lead. 6.5-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
How do they come up with that? I don't know. It's in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, in Alabama.
Exactly.
Yep.
So we have Ohio State at number three. And Navy has actually crept into the top 25 at 25. We had the Seminoles firing Willie Taggart with his 4-5 record at Florida State. So, what are they doing for the rest of the season?
I guess by assistant or something.
Right.
Interim. Yeah.
Anyway, so NFL action, Philadelphia over the Bears. That final was 22-14. Mitchell Trubisky, 10 of 21 for 125 yards.
Not so
back
good.
Three times.
Not so good.
So Dallas and the New York Giants in action tonight. Pittsburgh beat the Colts 26-24. LA Chargers over Green Bay 26-11. Also trending was the Ravens beating the Patriots 37-20. That's right. New England went down.
Yeah.
And Miami Dolphins had a win.
Yeah.
26-18. Over the New York Jets.
But at this point, aren't the Miami fans going, man, we had the first pick. We had the first pick. Why are you winning games now?
So in any case, Daniel Romanchuk, congratulations. 21-year-old wheelchair athlete that won over the weekend. Now he's got Chicago, Boston, London, and New York that he's won. So congratulations to him. We had Golden Gloves handed out with Colton Wong from the St. Louis Cardinals and from the Cubs, Anthony Rizzo. So congratulations to those fine baseball players. That's Essentially Sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
And a lot of hot stove chatter going on right now. David Ross, the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. What will the Cubs do? What will the Cardinals do to enhance their chances to improve on what will end up being a pretty darn good year? As frustrating as it was for a while, Cardinals are trying to improve their hitting, and all kinds of people speculating and kind of fun. Anyway, we should be starting the Hot Stove League show from the Cardinals here soon. I believe those are on Wednesday nights, and we run it on ESPN 93.5. All right, we check your weather forecast, a changing forecast, particularly by about Thursday.
Yes, right now we're at 43, feels like 37 with the wind chill, but today's high is at 55 and 31 our low tonight. Sunny tomorrow, high 46, low 31, up to 58 with mostly sunny conditions on Wednesday. Snow showers in the forecast Thursday morning, high 35, low 18. 44 now on ESPN 93.5.
Well, the University of Illinois Department of Recreation, Sport, and Tourism participating in a panel discussion, the impact of Red Grange on sport and society. It'll be Memorial Stadium on Thursday, November 14th. It's open to the public from 2 to 4:30. And there's Chris Willis with a book. We'll talk about that event here coming up in just a moment. But, you know, Red Grange and George Halas and Bob Zupke. I mean, these are big-time names on the whole foundation of the NFL. All that coming up next. It's 8:20.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Sprint was losing more money than expected in its summer quarter, and it continued to lose mobile phone subscribers. The company's in the process of merging with T-Mobile. McDonald's chief executive Steve Easterbrook has been fired because of a consensual relationship with an employee, a violation of company policy. The company isn't saying more about the situation, and Easterbrook is asking to maintain his privacy. He's being succeeded by the executive who is running McDonald's USA operation. Under Armour is reporting a stronger than expected quarter, though its results are clouded by confirmation that its accounting is being investigated by the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission. It's a criminal probe. The company says it believes its practices were appropriate. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Happy to welcome Mr. Chris Willis. Red Grange is the book about the legacy. What's the exact title, Chris, of your book?
It's Red Grange, the life and legacy of the NFL's first superstar.
I mean, he truly was. I have a Red Grange autographed football. I have a Robert Zupke chalk painting. I'm a huge George Halas fan, so I'm all about this. This is a cool thing coming up at Memorial Stadium in the Colonnades West Side, of course. Red Grange on Sport and Society, the impact of Red Grange on Sport and Society, coming up 2 to 4:30 Thursday, November 14th. Chris Willis will be there signing copies of his book. It did start then. I mean, this whole barnstorming thing was George Halas and Red Grange, and I wasn't sure Robert Zupke was on the page on that. He was worried about Red, wasn't he?
Absolutely. When Red finished his college career in the fall of 1925, he bolted for professional football. You know, he thought he'd only have a couple years having his name in the news and being as good as he was. So he wanted to take advantage of his name and earn some money. So 5 days after his last game, he played his first NFL game with the Bears. So Zupke was very upset that his star pupil would go against his wishes, which at that time, pro football was not highly thought of. So, you know, he didn't want his player, you know, playing professional football. So Zupke was definitely against Red turning pro.
What about the money? What did he make on those, like, for that Bear game? A few hundred dollars, which was a lot back then. I have no idea.
No, he made more than that. He made roughly about $100,000 on the first part of the barnstorming tour.
Wow.
Which at that time was, like, unheard of numbers, yeah, for pro football games. They were averaging about 8,000 fans, and he was getting, you know, 36,000,
wow,
at Wrigley Field, and they got 70,000 in New York. So he made out really well. He knew that his name was, you know, up there with, like, Babe Ruth and Bobby Jones. So he took advantage of that, and he made a decent amount of money, you know, during that barnstorming tour.
Well, that's like $1 million today, easy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bunch.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
All right, so when they went out, how in the world did they know when and where? Was it Instagram, Twitter? What'd they use?
No, it was old school. It was newspapers.
Wow.
It was advertisement. You know, it was some radio.
Yeah.
But Grange actually had an agent, a manager, C.C. Pyle, yeah. They called him Cash, yeah, and Carry Pyle because, yeah, he was out for the,
yeah,
money.
Yeah.
But he in house a little bit. They had some of the NFL games already set up, you know, through the Bears schedule. But a lot of the other stops along the way, and especially when they went down south to Florida and out west to California and Seattle, that was all C.C. Pyle's doing. He negotiated all the contracts. He did it fairly quickly, you know, over like a 2-month period. But it was old school. It was a lot of newspaper, a lot of, you know, some radio advertisement and some ads, and but fans knew that Red was coming to town because it's not like today, you know, where every game's on TV, yeah, every game's on, right, radio. You can get it on your your apps, you know, you had to look in the newspaper. Wow, Red Grange is coming to my town. I got to go see him play.
But he obviously had big games, right? He could run crazy. What was the deal? Was he just faster than everybody?
He was like we would call him a freak, you know.
Okay.
Like he was an athletic. I mean, he was about 6 feet, 185 pounds, but he was just more elusive. He was faster than everybody.
Okay.
And he could just, you know, like he was the one that brought the long distance run into football. Like before, it was always a 3 yards and clouded us. As great as somebody like Jim Thorpe was, he wasn't going 50, 60, 70, 80 yards in a single carry. He was just physically bigger than everybody, and he'd get down to the goal line and nobody could stop him.
Wow.
Grange brought the big play and that sort of long distance run into football on a regular basis, not just one time. He did it, you know, a lot at Illinois, and he did it some in the pros.
What about the instincts and the savvy of George Halas, another U of I grad? I mean, he had to be so far ahead of everybody on this.
Absolutely. You know, obviously Grange had a big name, and Halas was, it was close to his heart. You know, it was his alma mater. He was trying to make the Bears, you know, the best team in football. He was trying to make the NFL, you know, a business. So he saw, once Grange became this three-time All-American and the best player in college football history, he knew he had to get him, and he wanted to do everything he could. So he was willing to agree to whatever C.C. Pyle wanted. He didn't make as much. He made some money, but he could have made a lot more. But he agreed to whatever because he knew he needed Grange. He needed that name to sort of get his team out there and get the league out there.
This is kind of a leap, Chris Willis. Would the league be what it is without this, or would somebody have come along inevitably to do this?
I think somebody would have come along. I just don't know when that would have happened. You know, like,
right.
Although it took a couple more decades for the NFL to really get going because of TV, but when would that have happened? You know, like, all of a sudden in the mid-20s, you know, at least people were aware of, oh, there is professional football. It's being run, you know, on the up and up because it had a bad reputation and it tried to get college players to play under assumed names. All that went away in the 20s and in the 30s, obviously, with the Great Depression, they survived. It might took a lot longer. Like, it might have took a lot longer for athletes to, you know, to come into the league. That was one thing that Grange also did was, if Grange wanted to play pro football, then the greatest college football player, why wouldn't I? So you had a lot of All-Americans say, you know what, I'm going to go play pro football.
Yeah.
So it might have took a little bit longer to get there. I think somebody would have eventually, because the sport was still, people would still wanted to play the sport, especially, you know, coming out of college football. But it might have took a little bit longer for fans and some people to notice or even pay to go to an NFL game. Like I said, there were 70,000 in New York.
Amazing.
It might have took a lot longer to get that, you know.
All right, Chris Willis will be there at this symposium. It's going to be on November 14, Thursday. It's open to the public and free, 2 to 4:30. Get to ride the elevators of the Cullen AIDS Club. That's fun. The impact of Red Grange on sport and society. You'll be there with your book, Chris?
Yes, I'll be there. Then a couple other historians and authors will be there.
Fun.
Celebrating Red's life.
Sounds like a heck of a Christmas gift to me, buddy.
There you go. It's coming up. It's getting
right
here.
Chris Willis, all about Red Grange and his impact. Listen, thank you for being on. We love talking about this stuff. It's important. It's the University of Illinois, groundbreaking in so many different areas, including sports. Thanks for your time, bud.
No, thanks for having me, Stevie. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Thanks to Vincent Laura Sinisimo.
Yes. And I was just looking, it's in celebrating of the 150th anniversary of college football and the 100th anniversary of NFL that this panel's coming together.
Pretty cool.
On Thursday the 14th. And you can just Google like I did and find out how this event is hosted by the College of Applied Health Sciences at the Illinois Department of Recreation, Sport, and Tourism in Illinois.
Thanks to Mike Raycraft and Vince setting this up.
Yeah.
All right, Chris Willis again. Cool stuff. Would be a good gift. Sign it and everything.
Yeah,
be
that's
a nice
right
gift for your historian.
Agreed.
All right, we'll be right back. Time for the news, ESPN 93.5. It's Monday, November 4, and it's 8:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
White House attorney John Eisenberg is among four administration officials who have not shown up to testify for the impeachment inquiry today. Fox's Jillian Turner.
Eisenberg and another witness named Michael Ellis, both national security lawyers who sources claim were involved in the decision to move that now infamous transcript of President Trump's July 25 call with Ukrainian President Zelensky to a super secure intelligence server.
Presidential aide Robert Blair and White House budget official Brian McCormick were also asked to appear today. The boss at McDonald's is fired.
The company saying now former president and CEO Steve Easterbrook demonstrated poor judgment by engaging in a consensual relationship with an employee. McDonald's forbids managers from having romantic relationships with employees. Easterbrook admitting to that relationship and saying it was a mistake.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. This weekend was the New York City Marathon, and Daniel Romanchuk of Champaign became the first American to win the race in wheelchair racing in back-to-back years. He trains at the University of Illinois. The News Gazette says he's won marathons in Boston, Chicago, and London. Miss Illinois County Fair Queen Alexi Bladell of Rockford has been relieved of her duties as queen. The decision comes from the Illinois Association of Agricultural Fairs. Bladell had previously enlisted in the U.S. Army Reserve, but a spokesperson for the Illinois Association of Agricultural Fairs, Bill Jennings, said Bladell joining the Army had nothing to do with the decision to relieve her of her duties. That decision was apparently made previously. Jennings will not be allowed to take part in the Miss Illinois County Fair pageant in January. She will keep the title until January when a successor is named. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? Or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
All right, check your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Cloudy and breezy. Today's high 55, down to 31 this evening. Sunshine expected tomorrow, high 46, low 31, up to 58 with mostly sunny conditions on Wednesday. Then Thursday's high at 35, low 18, with morning snow showers in the forecast. We're currently at 44. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, somebody texted in Leatherheads loosely based on that era.
Right.
John Krasinski, who, of course, from The Office, played Jim.
Uh-huh.
Also in The Quiet Place, also in the Jack Ryan, you know, Netflix series.
Okay.
John Krasinski's in that. Also in there, there's a reporter, says, I'm so-and-so from Champaign, Illinois.
Yeah, baby.
So Champaign, Illinois gets credit, and I'm sure because, you know, everything started with red.
Right.
And George Halas, that's
why. I love
why.
That.
Yeah. All right, ESPN 93.5, should we allow support animals in airplanes? We'll touch on that next.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You check things all the time. Like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
I'm on my way to the big game. Number one versus number two in the polls. Got a tailgate spot, got the 50-yard line seats, and nothing will stop me from getting to my game.
Oh no, it's my stupid car battery. I've had this thing for a long time. I'm out in the middle of nowhere without a cell phone signal.
Don't be like this, superfan. Come into Interstate All Battery Center in Champaign. They have a free battery test, no appointment needed. If you need a new car battery, they will find the perfect battery for your car or truck. So power into Interstate All Battery Center on North Madison, Champaign.
What you do at with the Champaign Police Department, explain what that's all about.
Yeah, so I wear quite a bit of hats there. I am a hostage negotiator. I am a crisis intervention officer. I also do the wristwatch, which I love. It gives me an opportunity to go out and speak to the second and third graders here in the city.
Nice.
You know, give them knowledge and some tips on bike and pedestrian safety. And to see these kids' face when I walk in uniform and they ask me 1,000 questions, of course, about 98% of those are not bike and pedestrian safety related. But I still love the interaction and seeing their faces and them being excited to see a police officer. And you know, I try to give them, whether it be stickers or pencils or something, you know, give back to them and say, you know, hey, I appreciate you guys paying attention to me for this, you know, 20, 25 minutes.
Exactly. Officer Walton, I appreciate you explaining some parts of your career with Champaign Police.
Yes.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. Well, should emotional support animals be allowed on planes? Two passengers and their emotional support dogs were escorted off a Norwegian air flight from London to Austin, Texas, shortly before takeoff, and the animals allegedly began showing signs of emotional distress. The captain on the flight was reportedly so alarmed by the two French bulldogs, he actually turned the plane around, had the pets and their owners removed. Etiquette expert Amber Griffin, what is your take on all this, Amber?
Well, I do believe that that's a long flight. I believe, you know, from London to Austin, that's like 8 hours. I don't know. That's a pretty long flight. We're not talking about going to from Houston to Dallas, which is an hour, you know. So you just definitely have to put that in perspective. You have to keep that in mind when you're thinking of bringing a pet on board for your emotional support. I definitely understand that because I had one emotional support animal, and now I have two service pets. But, you know, my emotional support animal provided emotional support for me because I was definitely afraid of flying. I was afraid of turbulence. Although I flew a lot, it never got easier for me to fly. So my pet provided a service. And so she got used to it. But most animals, that was probably their first time in the air. And you definitely don't want to put them on a long flight like that if it's their first time in the air.
I get it on the emotional support with dogs, cats, and whatever, but what about mini horses or a peacock? I mean, at what point do we say, you know what, I'm sorry, that's probably a little much?
Well, that's up to the airline. I just definitely think that the airline should put a cap on the type of animal that they will allow on their planes, because not everybody is okay with flying next to a mini horse or a peacock. And also, people have allergies to some of these pets. You know, a Yorkie is hyperallergenic along with a poodle, but horses and, you know, peacocks and things like that, I'm not 100% sure if they're hypoallergenic, but I'm pretty sure they're not. And, you know, sitting next to an animal of that magnitude, it's intimidating. It's very intimidating because I had to sit next to a German Shepherd on a plane, and it was so intimidating. It was muzzled, and it was wagging its tail, but I was still afraid. I did not want to get near that. So that's a three-hour flight. I had to endure that German Shepherd.
And what is your emotional pet?
Well, you know, I have a Yorkie, and now she's service. And the difference between the two is emotional support. I was afraid of flying. I had a fear of, you know, just not a fear, but I would get sweaty palms, and I was just, every time the plane would shake, I was just like, what's that? What's that? So, you know, now I'm actually a lot better. But, you know, she provided that calmness for me. She helped me calm down when I was in that situation. Just having her there made me at ease. A service pet is more of an alert. It's more of if you have a health issue, if you have an alert problem, if you have a problem, they alert someone for help. They let you know. They let that person know that my owner is not feeling well. Please, someone help. Please, you know, not that I have a serious condition, but if something was to happen where I didn't have a human being there with me or someone, a loved one there with me, she would definitely alert. And that required training. That required her to go through some evaluation. And we have to get doctor's permission and also a health requirement from my doctor.
Well, I think everybody would be on board with limits. I think we'll probably agree on all that. Peacocks and German shepherds muzzled and mini ponies. At that point, maybe a little much, but a Yorkie and a little cage underneath your feet, why not? I mean, it's fine with me.
Right.
Exactly. Listen, how do people find Amber Griffin?
Well, I'm on modelprep.com. I mentor young girls and help them build self-confidence through modeling techniques. I'm a professional model, and that's why I had anxiety flying. So I traveled a lot all over the world, and I would take my pet with me, and it was a great experience. And now I'm here. I'm married, and I live in Dallas, and I help young girls be more confident within themselves, teaching them etiquette and all other life lessons.
Isn't it interesting? I find it fascinating. Sometimes people that look like you, Amber, you look like, how could she not have all the confidence in the world? But a lot of times really, really pretty people don't.
Most of us don't, for sure. It doesn't matter what you look like. I think it's all about what's inside. And we all have things that we're battling with. Everyone has a battle. And we're just trying to, you know, day by day. You know, that's why we have to treat everybody with kindness. And we have to think of others before we're, you know, in situations where we're going to think about bringing our animals or any sort of non-domestic animal on a plane and sit it next to a person. We just have to think about being kind and, you know, think about someone else and put ourselves in other people's shoes.
Amber, thank you. Always a pleasure. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Amber Griffin, etiquette expert on support animals. ESPN 93.5, 842.
Pros like you.
VeteransDayOneOnOne.com. A week from today is Veterans Day. Larry Canfer with Rotary West, greatest photographer in the world. Also part of the upcoming big human festival in Savoy.
Yeah.
Community leader, greatest photographer in the world. All started when I suggested he take a picture of that barn with his Instamatic. That's my story. Mm. Larry, how are you, my friend?
And you're sticking to it. I'm great, Steve.
Okay, why are you wanting people to take a veteran to lunch next Monday?
Well, we realized about 10 years ago when we started this that, a couple things. You know, a lot of the veterans come back. They have done all this stuff, and they come back, and they don't necessarily, we don't necessarily thank them and honor them for all that they've done for this country. So, secondarily, they can share their stories with us. And this is the idea of having one-on-one, where someone can personally invite a veteran, bring him to lunch, spend a little time at a table with maybe other veterans, and people start to connect with each other and share the stories. When my father passed away, I realized that a lot of his stories and history went with him, and hopefully we won't, you know, people will begin to share a little bit more.
Awesome what you've done here, Larry. It's awesome. Okay, what do people do if they know of a veteran and they want to bring them to lunch next Monday? What should they do?
They can sign up at our website, Veterans Day One-on-One, it's all spelled out, .com, and get the tickets. They need to know ahead of time if they're what branch of service they are. And then we have special name tags and recognition for the veterans when they come in. But basically sign up for the lunch, and we have our keynote speaker is a real hero, Pete Milinkovic, and he happens to be here in town, and that's going to be an awesome program. So he'll be doing the keynote speech. Of course, we have the Unity Banner Singers and Color Guard and awesome. A lot of other things in that short time from 11:30 to 1. Doors open, remember, 11. But
Veterans Day, Veterans Day One-on-One, Hilton Garden Inn, Champaign West Rotary, Larry Canfer. Thank you for doing this and all your work on this. I think it's outstanding.
Thank you. you. Well, we so appreciate our veterans.
Well, we do. And thank you for illuminating us on this great idea. VeteransDayOneOnOne.com. Larry Canfer, thank you, my friend. Great guy.
Yeah.
Okay. VeteransDayOneOnOne.com.
That's right. Register by Thursday.
By Thursday. Yep. It's all good. It's a great cause. Mm-hmm. Great cause to recognize and tip of the cap to our great heroes.
I'm Habib, and this is your .com.
Financing now available.
Remember that guy that beat up that reporter, the Antifa activist?
Oh, yeah.
Out in Palo Alto near
mm-hmm.
Stanford?
Mm-hmm.
He got sentenced to nearly 6 years.
Okay.
For brutal attack on the conservative demonstrator.
Hmm.
So hopefully that sends a message that you can't do that. You can't beat somebody like that. So ESPN 92.5 3-day weather now from the National Weather Service.
Mostly cloudy, high 55, 31 our low tonight. High 46 with the sunshine tomorrow, down to 31 again. Up to 58 with mostly sunny conditions Wednesday, down to 31.
Sorry.
Did your head just hit
the mic? Sorry.
As you adjust for your socks.
Yeah.
Morning snow showers, high 35, low 18 on Thursday. We're currently at 47. ESPN 93.5.
Pants at the bottom have kind of curled. Sorry.
I understand.
In my head.
Hey, thanks to Ben Quattrone. He gave me a note and a gift card. I love Original House of Pancakes.
Yeah.
That's great.
You referenced somebody to go buy a car on a BMW.
And he says endorsing our team to a friend or coworker is the highest compliment.
Right.
I love that note.
It's awesome. Yeah, that's Honda BMW.
And I'll keep doing that because they're awesome.
Yeah, they are. Okay, Jeremy Warner Show is coming up next.
And Jay Layman
coming
in.
Jay Layman, 10 a.m. What's he think of the 3 wins in a row?
Wow.
And Lovey said it was okay to talk about, the B word.
Exactly.
But we're looking at Michigan State and saying, you know what? You're big and bad, but we're going to play you anyway.
2:30 kickoff in East Lansing Saturday.
Yeah, can we beat Michigan State? Haven't done that since 2006. Haven't beat Iowa at Iowa since 1999.
We did beat the stinking Badgers. So.
Yeah, that was important. That was mm-hmm. 10-year dry. So we owe a lot of people. Okay. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Jeremy Warner program coming up next. Meet you back on the radio tomorrow at 7 a.m. Again, thank you for listening. Have a great Monday.